Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you want them Cavs to toughen up, Joe Vardon was on with the afternoon guys, the afternoon drive boys. And I feels like Donovan, he's saying, if you want them Cavs to toughen up, boy, it's on you.
When I listen to him after game five, knowing him as I do, he is too smart to be like saying that in earnest. So what was he doing? He and I haven't had this discussion. So yes, this is a little bit of conjecture on my part. But knowing him as I do and laying out what I just laid out, I believe that he was opening the door and or encouraging the criticism to come forth in the specific areas for how this team got beat. He knows he didn't shoot it well. He knows there was one bad turnover at the end of game two, but he knows he played his tail off. He knows he played hurt. He knows he averaged 32 point whatever points per game. He knows that. He's not even expecting the criticism to come at him. He knows which players and like collectively what happened. He doesn't want to sit up on the dais and say that. You know, saying what he said certainly opened the door for some of the individual, like sort of point by point, well, this is what went wrong and this is what you guys need to fix so this doesn't happen next year.
That's Joe Vardon yesterday. Hear that, 92.3thefan.com, 92.3 The Fan on Odyssey, on the free Odyssey app. Hearing him say that, boy, that I think it's a hell of a point by Joe that, you know, guys will talk through the media all the time. And Donovan, maybe he's done everything he can to say something to some of these guys about the toughening up. What's the definition of that? I think we've gone over that over the last 3 days. But when you hear Donovan, that maybe he meant that, maybe he did. I mean, you remember he goes, you guys are going to write this bleep. You guys are going to go after us. And, you know, rightfully so, you know, that type of thing. Maybe he's saying, hey, be mean. Be mean to him. Be nasty. Because you can't be mean to Donovan. Can't be mean to him. If I were to start, you almost trapped me the other day on Wednesday morning about Donovan. I go, no. Physically, I just don't think he can do what a lot of those players who are all-time greats, the elite of the elite, not just Hall of Famers. Donovan's a future Hall of Famer. But the elite of the elites, I don't know if he can physically do that. He's only 6'3". He's not that big. But if he's not a leader, I don't know what is with this team. So I'm not going to sit there and say that he needs to go or anything like that. But I think he's telling us maybe we need to be mean-spirited towards the Cavs and get their act together.
Well, I think he's sending a message, whether it's to his team or whether to Kobe, that they're really good. They are very talented. They have a chance to continue to get, you know, even better. But we have to figure out why everybody after the game is talking about toughness and mental issues. Because they know they at least in their heart, they think they're talented enough. And they certainly had enough talent to beat Indiana. I mean, I would argue, even banged up, they had enough talent to beat Indiana. Like, I don't think they were so injured that they couldn't get past the Pacers. Maybe, you know, if you would grant me, like, okay, if they were playing a healthy Boston team, yeah, then Darius with the toe issue, Evan seemed to recover by the end of the series with the ankle. And honestly, even DeAndre Hunter seemed to recover by the end of the series with the thumb. They had enough talent to beat this team. Like, yeah. I'm not going to use that as an excuse on why they lost.
I still say they're the better team. I know that sounds like a loser's lament.
Better team doesn't always win.
I get that. Yeah. Tough guy fan out there says that that's a loser's lament, and guys, I totally understand. But damn it, that's why we're so disappointed in this, is that I know that you're the better team.
It's not only that they lost, by the way, it's that they lost in five, and they lost every conceivable way. They had a blowout loss. They had a game in which they were up 20 and blew in the final 45 seconds. Like, they had a different way to lose every single game. They had, you know, bad shooting games throughout every single game. It's why it's going to be tough going forward to just assume anything that happens in a regular season is going to pop up again in the playoffs. Like, this was the best shooting team in the NBA this season and one of the historically great shooting teams. And they had a whole series where you couldn't shoot it from three. So, you would think that would normalize over the course of a series. It never did.
I want to play some Donovan here. This is Donovan from the other night after they lost. Here's Donovan Mitchell. And Mitch found this for us because maybe this is where he's going. Joe Vardon is going with this on how Donovan sounds in the media here.
I told you during the year we're going to be judged off this. There's going to be a lot of talk. That's what comes with it. We didn't capitalize. So now we got to use this as motivation. Everybody's going to write us off. Everybody in here. I mean, it's not personal. So what are we going to do about it next year?
I told you about this. Is he also saying I told them about this? They knew about this. This is still not where we've paid the fiddler. We are still not where we need to be as a group, because I think that he ain't stupid. He knows that. I mean, we're talking about Drew Holiday and stuff like that, which we will get into coming up in a little bit again. But that's a three-team trade that needs to happen. I mean, there's a lot of things that are just prohibitive. The names that people want to bring up, you just simply can't do it. And I think he knows what this team is, and I think he's sitting there going, damn it, I know we're better than this team we just lost. We just got embarrassed by. So what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, every single trade machine image that people send to me, none of them can even really work. Like, the trade machine hasn't even kept up with the actual CBA. Rules of the CBA.
Yes.
So none of these, you can't aggregate salaries, you can't do two for ones, you can't take more money back. Like, there's all these different provisions. You don't have your exceptions. So it just keeps going on. Like, it's really hard to make a deal that works. And this is a tough spot. It's a really tough spot because Darius, for instance, is so valuable to them in the regular season. Jared Allen has been so valuable to them in the regular season. And then in the playoffs, like, the two of those guys continuously shrink for whatever reason. Like, I'm trying to be as fair as I can, because Darius had to wear special shoes to even get through the series, tripping over himself. But then you have to ask a larger question. Will he ever make it to the finish line? Is he a guy that is equipped to do that? He's one of the smallest guards in the NBA, starting guards. So will he ever be able to make it to the finish line? The way that they allow hand-checking, grabbing, clutching, physical contact. You can foul guys in a way in the playoffs. You can't do it in the regular season.
You have to think first about holding on to the players that you are, not holding on to them, but you have to make do with the players that you have, which is still a talented 64-win group. Say what you want to about the regular season. I think what you're saying is true. I don't know about replacement just yet. I think you got to think about these guys before you replace them. I simply want to know, do you think that Donovan wants us to be mean to the Cavs? To the rest of the Cavs? I'm not going to be mean to Donovan. I really don't want to be mean towards any of them. They're nice guys, but damn it, nice is... you're not finishing last, but you're not moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know. Maybe this is where we disagree. I think his statement was directly to the organization, and that was more than anything to the fans. What do the fans have to do with it?
Well, I think he's saying that he, in so many ways, I think he's speaking to them. It's not a plea to the fans.
Just because the fans can't help the team get better.
It's not a plea to the fans to cuss out the team, but I think he's saying that, like, you guys got to get it going. And the only way, if it's coming to holding people accountable, do we need to try to hold them accountable? To be as New York about it as we can, where they will turn on the Knicks on a dime. I'm asking, do you think that he thinks that we need to do that?
No,
that we need to
I
be
don't.
Meaner or stronger towards this Cavaliers team? Because right now, I mean, it's been very kumbaya over the last couple of years. Do we need to maybe hold them to a higher standard?
I think we do. I mean, I think the anger that I'm seeing right now with the fan base, seems to be like, you guys kind of prance around all regular season. You guys you know, you have that look of a team that thinks they are going to win the championship, that should win the championship. You dominate all these other teams. You clown on these other teams. And then you played a team that Vegas thought you were way better than. Each and every game, Vegas had you as the favorites. And in many of these games, double-digit favorites. And then you came up short and came up small again, which almost happened against Orlando last year. Certainly happened 2 years ago against the Knicks. And I think that's where the fan sentiment is. Like, why should we get invested in this team as a true contender when you guys aren't really true contenders?
But I keep going back, and I think that's true, and I keep going back to what Brad Daugherty had told us at the onset of this series about he said it was going to go seven, and I think, man, the more I listen to that interview, I went back and listened to that interview. It sounded like he was trying to be nice and he didn't want to take the Cavs to lose. I think he was concerned about the physicality of the Indiana Pacers, the length of the Indiana Pacers, and what this Cavs team was going to do about it. I mean, this is a guy who knows the game, who watches the game. He's watched the Cavs all year long. He's been on the broadcast. And I think that he paid attention, because it was easy to pay attention to Indiana during the Heat series, because the Heat weren't trying. And I think he might have saw something going, hey, man, some of this is going to bleed into the regular from the regular season to the postseason, because you watch those games against Indiana. I mean, hell, you lost 10 games at home this year. Indiana won five of them. They didn't lose at Rocket Arena this year. The Indiana Pacers didn't. And how do they do it? Elbows. How do they do it? Throwing, they got their shots off, yes. They threw the ball to the block. They defended you. They gave you problems. The ball pressure, my God, that's old high school stuff, it seems, and you couldn't get out of it. And I think Brad Daugherty was trying to tell us, like, hey, man, you guys better. And it was a Friday, and you and I didn't want to, like, have, like, a downer before a series started.
Surprised.
So you and I were like, oh, yeah, well, Brad's still taking us to win. I think Brad's kind of telling us, like, hey, guys, you better hold your horses. Like, this could be a dangerous situation. And it ended up being a dangerous situation. He knows. And if Brad Daugherty knows, I think Donovan's got to know, doesn't he? Doesn't he? So I'll ask you guys. I've had some people on hold here. I'm going to get to you guys. 216-474-0092. Does Donovan want us to be stronger willed towards the Cavs? To hold the Cavs to a higher standard? To hold the Cavs more accountable? That it's not just fun and games anymore and cavalanches and fake snow coming out of the ceiling, which, boy, that sucks because that's a lot of fun. Do you think Donovan wants it that way? And do you think Donovan was sending a message to the organization as well?
Lyman's becoming increasingly annoyed by people doing victory laps with the NFL.
Well, I saw a clip and...
Say it. He never comes on anyway. Yeah. So I know you guys are buddies. So
Adam Schein, Syracuse grad.
And you guys are friends.
Longtime NFL talker. He is talking about how... Once again, the NFL knocked it out of the park with the schedule. All these great holiday games and a loaded week one proves the NFL understands what it takes to stay on top. And I told Ken, they could have 16 horrific matchups in the first week of the season. Nobody cares. It would get the same ratings. It would get literally the exact same ratings.
I don't know what the NFL has to do to have an actual, like, cataclysmic fall in ratings. I have no idea what the NFL would have to do. Like, they'd have to do things that you would have to just dream up in your car that aren't real.
Right.
But I do find it odd. I got to tell you, I feel the same way you do, where it's, I keep going back to the Al Michaels thing where, yeah, we fell from number one to number one. talking about the NFL, because it's just this weird, like, the NFL knows. They know. They're scratching and clawing to make sure that they're number one. It's like, no, they're not.
The secret sauce of the NFL is this. And it just goes to show, like, just, we should just all understand at this point. Stop holding baseball, hockey, anything in college NBA.
Compare those together.
So the PGA.
Yes.
WNBA. Stop comparing those things to the NFL and explaining why the NFL is on top because of this. And this is why these sports aren't the NFL. No, it doesn't matter. The NFL could do the next 100 decisions Roger Goodell makes could all be completely wrong. You know what it's going to do to the ratings? Nothing.
Not very much.
It's not going to move the needle at all.
216-474-0092. All right, back to the Cavs, because I got to get to this audio coming up at 7:30. Also, Daryl Ryder going to join us at 8:02, and we got to get to this by the end of the show, because Mitch is going to Indianapolis this week for the Caitlin Clark opener, and he's wondering whether or not I should wear Cleveland stuff.
Oh, we need an itinerary.
So we will find out
the whole weekend schedule.
I'm sure it's going to be a buster of a trip, man. I'm sure he's going to be getting crazy, old Mitchie boy. Staring at the walls, waiting for the game to start.
What is a buster.
All I see him is just, I was trying to think of something else and I was going to have to dump myself. I think of Mitch going on his way to Indianapolis like putty on a plane, just staring into the back of the seat behind him, just into the abyss.
Do you think I'm a sociopath?
No, I think you're a boring person. Thoughts?
You could be a boring psychopath, too.
Yeah.
It is in play.
It's true.
Actually, you're not as boring as I make you out to be on the air. You're very odd. And that's where I'll leave that. That's coming up a little bit later. So, does Donovan want us to be meaner to the Cavs? Does he want us to be meaner to the Cavs? Should we be mean to him this offseason and then during the year? Should we be mean?
To the team or Donovan?
No. Leave Donovan out of it. Does he want us to be mean to the rest of the Cavs?
Well, first of all, you know, getting really nasty at the team, like, is it to apply pressure so that the front office understands how upset we are?
Should we hold them to a higher standard and hold them accountable?
Like, first of all, you guarantee just the way that these players are. Think about Kevin Durant and the amazing career he's had in the NBA, and yet all he looks at every day when he signs on to social media are people killing him. That's the only thing that resonates with him. So I'm sure all these guys, I'm sure Darius and Jared Allen, they're catching a ton of heat for this series. Max Strus for his game five, even though Max Strus was huge for them in the playoffs. Like all these guys, they feel it. I think sometimes they do a poor job of, you know, eliminating that stuff from their life. I think they pay attention to it too much. But I don't think there's a shortage of people that are frustrated with what went on. I mean, you lost to a team that nobody in Cleveland picked you to lose. There wasn't one fan, one media member. There wasn't one person that called us. The closest to it was Brad Doherty saying he thought it was going seven.
He thought they'd win in seven. Let me get to the phones. 216-474-0092. Mike and Shaker, you're first up on the Fan.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, so Donovan Mitchell absolutely is talking to the fans, and he's also talking to the organization, because if you look at how the Pacers play, these no-name players, they created shots for themselves. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If Donovan Mitchell is basically saying, hey, look, I done put up 53, I done put up 30, I done put up 40. Where you guys at? You know, why? If your best player is scoring that much, that means everybody else on the floor isn't doing what they're supposed to do. The same thing with Golden State. Golden State, Steph Curry was the best player on the team. Draymond Green, he knew how to create. Clay, he knew how to create. You know, those guys knew how to create. And I just don't get how we lost this series and then lost at home getting beat up because y'all don't have the toughness, the mental toughness. This is the playoffs. We're trying to get somewhere. We're not building this organization just to get to the playoffs. No, we're building this organization to get to the finals and win it. And he's saying the same thing. If you guys can't sit up here and play through an ankle sprain, if you can't say, hey, shoot me up so I can at least go out there, play half of the game. And if you're not feeling well when you come back out for halftime, okay, fine. But you showed the team, you showed the fans that you're tough, that you're mentally tough, and that you at least tried. Y'all didn't even freaking try. Donovan Mitchell out there with a bum ankle, giving it his all. And you guys are just around like, hey, yeah.
Mike, that's interesting. I think they tried. I just think they freaked out. And that's part of the toughness as well. I mean, keeping your head together in a tight situation. I do think they tried. I don't think that they laid down and died or quit or anything like that. But I think that he's saying that they need to carry themselves better against these teams because these teams are – they gave them their best shot, and they're inspired. And I think it just made the Cavs nervous. I think they tried to make every play, and then they got in a hurry, and I think they got in a mess, and then I think they got bounced by a tougher basketball team.
King, we've been in this situation too many times for them to get scared, for them to get to be fearful. It's put your big boy draws on and go out there and you play physical like the other teams is playing physical. That's the only way you're gonna win a title. If you don't win that, hey, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. Y'all have a good day,
Mike. Thank you very much for the call.
I do wonder, is it fair to ask, did Donovan Mitchell lose trust in certain teammates after that series? Now, the caller went on to question, you know, Darius and Evan missing those games, whatever. It'll be impossible
now
for us.
Now is the wrong time to ask him that question personally, because I think he probably did for a minute.
It's impossible for us to know. You know, even Darius said at the end of the game that they won, he's like, no one knows what I'm going through. And I admit, I agree. I don't know what it's like to try to run up and down with the fastest team in the NBA a physical team as well with that kind of an injury. I don't know.
But I think that...
But Donovan's been there, done that. He had a calf strain, he had an ankle, and he was questionable for the last game. And he went out there and played. The year before, he's banged up. He didn't go out and play in the final game of the season.
And because it's been a weird year. 64-win seasons shouldn't be such a weird year, but they are. Because I think what Donovan in some ways is saying, you know, we've been asked to be so understanding. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what this guy's going through. Remember, you and I had that great big knock.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Down drag out a couple of weeks ago about understanding players, and I'm like, I don't have to understand them. That's what the money's for. I'm tired of hearing that. I think Donovan to some degree is like, yeah, I'm a little bit tired of having to understand my teammates to some degree. It's like everybody expects this out of me, my very best effort to rise up, overcome. I know I'm paid a lot of money to do so, but damn it, like I need some help from you guys in the moment that I need you the most, and you're not giving it to me. And I'm getting angry about this. And I think he was angry about that. And I would certainly support him in that.
But he's also not somebody, he's not going to go to the front office. He doesn't seem like the type of guy. And very few of these stars would, by the way. They all like plausible deniability. We went through this with LeBron forever. He's not going to go to the front office and start to redirect players out of Cleveland. Like, I don't think that's what that's about. But I do think he's agitated. He did sign his contract, so he's here. He's in Cleveland. He's a Cavalier. He's not going anywhere, at least for, you know what, another 3 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, his voice is important. I mean, he is the guy in Cleveland. Like, he is the guy that the fans are listening to. The most jerseys are sold. You know, up until Evan Mobley eclipses him, if that happens.
I think he's the second most... I think he's the second most powerful athlete in Cleveland.
Number one is?
I think Jose... with his organization. I think he understands that there are constraints, but I think if Jose went into the to the front office right now and said fire Steven Vogt, they'd fire him for him. I think they'd try to talk him out of it. But I think he's the most powerful player in Cleveland.
Yeah,
then Donovan. Then you know, there are certain constraints that come with Miles, but yeah, probably gotta be Miles.
With his team.
Yeah, with his team.
Yeah.
With his team. I think they go as Jose goes. I'm just going to keep my mouth quiet about certain people who may not be here anymore. I'll keep my mouth quiet about
what
certain. Nah, I ain't going to say nothing. What'd you say? See what happens?
Yeah,
nah, I ain't going to know. It's Friday. Mm-mm. Not sitting on that for 2 days. Nope. Dylan in Streetsboro. Hello, Dylan.
Hey guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm so glad that, you know, Ken, that you referenced Brad Daugherty. Brad Daugherty was spot on. And on other telecasts, he has said, you know, young teams don't win in the NBA. They're, it's a progression. And for the Cavaliers to win, you know, you guys have touched on it. You know, Evan Mobley has to be the best player on the team for them to win. And at this point, and for them, to, you know, the Cavaliers aren't really mature enough to win at this point. And when you look at them incrementally, they have to get better. And the best player has to be Evan Mobley for them to go ahead and take that next step. And we all reference saying, oh, they should have beaten Indiana. Indiana has all went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they beat the Cavaliers in the season series. So to say, well, they're the better team is not, that's not accurate. The Cavaliers have to mature. So when I listen to, like, the Drive Time shows, and I was cringing when they talk about we need to trade people. That's not it. The Cavaliers have to grow up and mature. And I'll still have to listen to you guys.
Dylan, thank you very much for the call. Guys, if there are moves to make, I'll listen to moves. And I don't know if you're going to like hearing it at 8:25 around that time when there's possible moves that could be made. I'll listen to moves. It doesn't mean I want to do it because I think it speeds up the clock. And I think I'd rather... With some of the moves that are out there, I think I'd rather stick with the core four right now, or the four that they have. You know, you can't call them a core four yet. I'd rather stick with the four that they have that are viable pieces there than probably move on with some of these other guys. Just saying. Just pointing it out.
All right. So obviously, when any of these names get brought up, and I'm seeing more and more names. I mean, yesterday was a Drew Holiday. I think every day we're going to get a different name. I've seen Cam Johnson. I've seen Jalen Suggs. Now, Zion, people are talking about Zion. I mean, anybody we talk about getting in a trade is going to have their own warts, right?
Like, Zion has warts.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, when Zion plays, he's amazing. Like, there's no debating, like, who has a higher ceiling when they actually play. Like, it's not even close. It's Zion.
I understand that, but if they actually play, I get it. I get it.
Right, but that's the thing. What do you think other teams say about Darius right now? Where's the playoff resume?
The playoff resume isn't great, but at least he has a regular season resume. What's Zion's regular season? Well, now this is forget the get home audio. I'll play that.
I mean, Zion's a 25-7-5 guy, and when block he plays, shots, and yeah, I know
when he plays,
sure,
but he don't play. I don't even think he likes the game. He don't play.
I think he's injured
more than my 6'2 guard.
I can't deny any of what you're saying, but do we not have reasonable complaints about Darius making it through a playoff?
We have reasonable complaints, but I need to have a reasonable replacement. And I'm sorry, Zion Williamson, I know that if you were going off talent, there's no argument. I'm not giving that argument. But he is not a reasonable replacement for me. I think you're just adding more problems to your basketball team.
You have a problem with him because you don't think he likes the game and the not being on the court.
I don't think he likes the game.
Yeah, well, don't you think Cleveland's much different than New Orleans
in terms of
basketball?
Yeah, we actually care about it here.
Loving the game.
Yeah, we care about it here.
Because Donovan went out there. He said it in postgame a couple different times, and he really said it after game five, how much he loves the atmosphere that's created here in Cleveland. And you know, Greg Anthony's going on TV and talking about this arena being so much different than everything else.
Yes.
Don't you think maybe Zion could find a love for the game?
I certainly hope so since he played at Duke. I certainly hope so since he played at Duke. But if you're talking about postseason resume, I mean, does Zion have anything to show?
No, none.
So I'm looking.
I'd almost rather take what I don't know about Zion's postseason than what I do know about Darius.
Oh, I totally disagree. I think that Zion has done nothing but shrink in the moment of NBA basketball with grown men. I think that's all Zion
Williamson
has done.
But you agree, he's way better than Darius.
Hell yeah, I agree with that. That's crazy to say different.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's in a different class.
But I think you'll be much sicker if you were to get Zion Williamson and you were to have some of the same results, because I think that if we're talking about guys shrinking in the postseason, I got a guy who shrunk in the regular season.
Right, but so this,
I think he'd do that in the postseason.
This gets to the heart of any of these talks. Anybody that we'd be talking about getting in a trade, they have their own warts too. And people have to understand what the thought is also about the guys that you are talking about trading. I mean, Jared Allen and Darius Garland, they are seen around the NBA as guys that shrink in bigger moments. They just are. So that's what we all have to understand. We're not going to trade our flawed players for perfect players. So it's what kind of gamble are you willing to take? What do you think your window is with Donovan Mitchell? And do you need to capitalize over the next year and a half, 2 years, Do you need to pounce on that? And is it worth taking that risk? You have to assess all of that in these deals. You can just play it straight. You can just keep returning the core. But then you run the risk of becoming those Paul George Pacers.
Yes, you are right.
Those Paul George Pacers were good regular season teams. And what did they have to show for it? There are a bunch of examples of those teams throughout the years.
You know what?
The Clippers of the West. The Clippers of the Blake years, the Chris Paul years, amazing, amazing teams, regular season, highlight. What do they have to show for it? Nothing. Were they not aggressive enough?
You remind me of what I say about people in the draft. Like, hey, guys, it's easy to say you don't like any of these guys. It's very hard to pick one and stand by it and say that you want to draft that guy. And I know that there's going to be names, and I think it is going to be very easy for me to go, well, I don't want that one, and I don't want that one, and I don't want that one. And then to be here in this moment again next year, bitching and moaning because we lost to a team like that. So I can understand where you're coming from, and I believe a guy like Zion is much better, obviously, as a talent than Darius Garland. But I swear to you, up and down, I don't believe in him. I'd rather see other options. Like, if there are options that I like, I'd have to find one, then yeah, I'll discuss it. But that option is not one for me. Guardians begin a, 13-day road trip, a 10-day road trip, 13 games straight, starting tonight in Cincinnati. Is it as awkward as you thought it would be with Terry Francona managing the Revs? I haven't even thought about it.
I forgot he was manager
for a moment.
I see his quotes, and I'm like, oh, you know, Tito, I miss having his quotes here. But no, yeah, you're probably right. But I haven't been analyzing their games. Nope. I haven't been really paying attention.
Last time I thought about them.
But maybe that's also part of it being baseball. When do we ever really do that in baseball like we do the other sports?
Well, it's Stephen Vogt's not giving you a reason to think about
that's true.
No. Well, we don't. Yeah, that's true. And we don't analyze a lot of other teams like we would just.
Like, if they were bad last year and then he was making horrible managing decisions. Oh, we missed Terry Francona. Yep. Where is he? How are they doing down there? I wish we had him back. Get him back. But we got Stephen Vogt, and he's doing a fine job.
It just feels like things are fine and dandy. They have to keep their head above water and tread water for a while. I don't know what they're going to do to get the CBA figured out coming up because they have to go back to the table again this winter. But as of right now, it seems to be good. I just thought it might be a little bit more awkward with Terry Francona, but I think Owen just hit it right there. That Stephen Vogt's working out great. And the last time I thought of Terry Francona was his exit velocity comments that he had about a week or two ago when somebody tried to mention exit velocity on a home run. He's like, I don't care. Well, you know how he doesn't. But that was the last time I saw it. So it'll be fun to watch.
Are you rooting for him in Cincinnati?
No. You know, thanks for asking me that. No. I know a lot of us have like National League teams. It's like, hey, I'm kind of cool with that team.
You don't think it'd be cool for him to have another team that, because
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like, we root against him and we're mad that he's no longer the manager here, especially with the way Vogt, you know, hit the ground running, wins manager of the year. So it's not like we're irate over that. So can you root for a guy that this region, this fan base really grew to love and fall in love with? Probably of all coaches, managers over time, like he was probably the one that I think we enjoyed having.
But I just can't find anything about the Reds to get behind. Never. Never.
Yeah, he would be the guy.
Yeah.
He would be the reason.
It would make total sense for me to sit here and go, because a lot of kids growing up, I don't know how kids watch baseball anymore, but growing up, it was easy to say, hey, the Cubs are a team that I like in the National League because they were on WGN. We've been on the road a million times. Then they won the World Series against us, so the Cubs went out the window. I've never felt that way towards the Reds. It makes sense that they're in Ohio. I like Marty Brenneman. I liked the way he did it. I know he doesn't do it anymore, but I like the way he did it. But I don't feel that way. You know who I kind of feel? Like, I'm like, I kind of like your style. Kind of feeling that way about the Brewers. Like, if I was going to have a National League team, I'm like, okay, I like your colors. I like your jerseys. Your jerseys are excellent. It's a likable group. We just got done playing, and we took 2 out of 3. So it's like, hey, you're doing well, but you're not doing better than us. Actually, they're not doing that great this year. Maybe it's the Brewers. Kind of like your stuff. Dan Menigan's a nice guy. He's from Milwaukee or Wisconsin.
They're beer-based.
They're beer-based, yes. I don't know if Joe likes baseball, but I bet Joe would be a Brewers fan if he were a baseball
weird, though,
fan.
Because you wouldn't talk about him for 3 times the pay.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's a good point. No, I wouldn't do that. Ed Gein, he's from Wisconsin.
Great guy.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you know, just saying, I'm interested in that sort of thing. So maybe that's right. Do you have a National League team at all?
Well, I mean, my whole childhood and everything.
It was the Cubs.
It was the Cubs by far.
Do you have anything this year?
No, I haven't really migrated to anybody.
I was starting to think Padres, but they go on at 10:30 at night. I'm trying to go to bed, guys. So I can't watch a whole lot of Padres. It's a one sport town. They've invested heavily in it. Hell, they took out a bank loan so they could make payroll to try to get this team a win. So I kind of like the Padres. Colors are pretty cool. Jerseys are pretty cool.
Stadium's cool.
Jersey's cool. Stadium's cool. They got that metal place over there in left field.
Got that metal place.
Well, hell, Owen. I mean, I can't explain it all over there. And I'm like, I kind of like the Brewers in a certain way.
I just can't see me. This is just the big difference I have with baseball and the other sports. I can't see me sitting down and saying, all right, carving out the next 3 hours to watch another team.
Now it's like 2.5.
Who
two
for
and a half,
two yeah. years has bitched about his time and always bitched about baseball time, but bitched about his free time. You are not taking out another team.
No.
He's the king of bitching about time.
No, there's no way I have another. I just have enough time to turn over something. I mean, I get downstairs from bath and bedtime, I think at like 7:45. Then I got to finish everything in the dishwasher. It's past 8 o'clock by the time.
Before so, June 1st, you have no baseball.
So, games are starting at 6. You're just missing those.
Somebody did just write, Twitter Reactions brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, Buckeyes 2003. Writes, weird, closet Michigan fan likes the Brewers colors.
It's onto something. Maybe it is. Do they have a fight song?
I do myself no favors, do I?
Brewers have a good fight song?
I imagine it would be the Badgers fight song on Wisconsin. Daryl Ryder, 802. Eric Edholm was on Afternoons yesterday. Eric Edholm kind of got me worked up over this. This is what Yahoo Sports Eric Edholm had to say about why the Browns have only 1 o'clock games.
Clearly, the expectations are not sky high for this team. And right now, there isn't that, you know, that one sort of marketable star on the team. Again, I'm not saying Myles Garrett isn't a star. But you can look at it that way and take it as a slight. And I'm sure they'll use it as motivation on some level.
Well, you did kind of say that. You could say no offense to Myles Garrett, but you did say it's not a marketable star. There's a reason you're not. Do we have stars on this football team at 3-14?
Well, I love this question because I was going to shout out Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett can wreck a game, can completely dominate a game, can put pressure on a quarterback throughout. But are defensive players ever why people tune in to watch the NFL? Probably not, right?
I would agree with you, except for the top guys, and he's the top guy.
He is. He is the top guy.
And his pass rusher is not like Denzel's one of the top guys, and I don't sit there and go, I hope he covers this wide receiver really well.
Hold on. That's an interesting distinction. You can't even see the corners.
Right.
So that it can never be a corner. Like you can't even. I remember when Dion was playing,
they would have a separate camera.
Yes, because you can't see the corner. So it's kind of unfair to them. They get totally gypped. You can't see a corner on the normal TV. You need the all 22.
Are we three the best to say that? Like Miles is a star. Miles is a star here. Miles is a star to football people.
Yes,
we got three football guys sitting here. We got a station of football guys sitting there.
Right. Yeah, my sister. He's a start up. My sister does not know who Miles Garrett is, and that's always the test.
There you go.
She knows the quarterbacks. She knows Josh Allen. She knows a lot of them.
Yes.
No, Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders.
I think my sister's taller than.
Oh, she will definitely know Shador Sanders. Your sister knows who Shador Sanders is, doesn't she?
Ooh.
Carla doesn't know who's your... Call her up right now.
You know what?
It's 6:51 over there.
I bet you she doesn't know.
She's awake.
I bet you she does not know.
Will we get in trouble? Text her. Don't call her on the air. I would love to talk to your sister on the air. I think that'd be great. Miles
anytime
is a star.
We don't call anyone medically.
Shador is a star, but I can't market him yet. Because I don't think he's going to start the season.
I don't know that he's a star yet. He's a star.
He's not an NFL star
yet. He's not an NFL star.
Even though his jersey has sold a bunch. Is Shador a star in the NFL yet?
No. I don't think so. I think it was a big hit going in the fifth round.
You have to go and you got to play well. Like Jeremy Lin. Was Jeremy Lin a star? Right now you're in Jeremy Lin territory. Even though you had a better college career. But in the NFL, you're kind of in that territory. Now, if he goes and he starts at some point here sooner than later and he plays really well, then easily a bona fide star because he's already got star making.
Is he going to be in commercials, do you think?
To start the season?
Yeah. Will you see him? If you watch a random NFL game, are you going to see Shador Sanders?
Well, he already has sponsorships.
Is he repping? In with stuff, what brands is he repping?
I think he had a fast food commercial already.
Burger Chef.
Boy, you feel
we don't
like
have those here yet.
Okay, boy, this is interesting. You feel like even from the Sanders camp, if he shows up in NFL commercials and he's like third string, I don't think they're going to allow that. I think that's a terrible look.
Can they hold out for something bigger?
Or can they make sure those don't run until he starts?
Of course. I mean, you didn't make what you thought you were going to make on your rookie deal.
I mean, think about how Baker got crushed when he was bad, when he was statistically one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, and they were showing his commercials.
Oh, my God.
Johnny had a candy bar one before he ever started the game.
At home is NFL.com, not Yahoo. I misspoke. I said Yahoo. I beg your pardon. We have stars. I think it's just easy to say, hey, you're 3-14. You weren't very good last year. The Saints weren't very good last year. The Titans weren't very good last year. So y'all get 1 o'clock games until you prove something different. Hey, at least we have a crack at it with a quarterback right now. They got Tyler Shuck down there in New Orleans. Maybe they're going to like him. I'm not sure. And obviously they have a crack at it with Cam Ward. I would say if I was ranking, I'd probably say Cam Ward, Browns, Saints as chances to dig out of it.
Cam Ward is not. I mean, we're asking if Shador is a star. Cam Ward's not a star. I mean, he was the number one quarter. He was the number one player taken in a bad quarterback draft. And the headlines got totally snatched from him. Literally the minute he got picked and was walking, they had announced there's been a trade for the number two pick. So I don't think, especially in this league, it's tough to be a star to hit the ground running. Travis Hunter has a shot.
He threw out the first pitch at the Savannah Bananas game. Not as good of a throw as I thought it was going to be. It was a strike.
Not as dynamic an athlete.
It was a strike.
As you thought?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Deion Sanders could throw a baseball.
Obviously, he played Major League Baseball.
He could throw.
I bet Shador Sanders could throw out a hell of a first pitch.
Am I closing the book right now on Travis Hunter being a true superstar if he can't throw a baseball? Because he's being compared to a guy who could throw a baseball.
Something to think about. Darryl Ryder, who joins us coming up in 4 minutes.
Glad we traded him.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.